Let us pray. Help us know your presence with us in all that this new year brings. Be our guide and help us to hear your voice now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do be seated. God has been faithful in the past and promises to be faithful in the future. Last year continued to bring many challenges and transitions for us all, and God's promise to be with us remains the same. As I reflect on last year, I'm grateful to God for many things and find myself, as in our psalm, praising God for his faithfulness, love, hope, and salvation. As a family, we are especially grateful for God calling us here to St. Bartholomew's and to the community of Ducklington. I'm aware that as we look back over the events of last year, be it individually, as a community, or as a nation, we faced and are still facing some very difficult times. It's particularly challenging at those times to know and believe that God is still with us. There's been sadness and loss over the death of loved ones, those known to us personally, and those who were inspirational figures for many decades, such as the Queen and Desmond Tutu. Conflicts continue to rage in our broken world. We think of the multitudes killed, especially in Ukraine. We face continued challenges from COVID, with the announcement this week by health officials of their concern over a fifth wave striking at the same time as winter flu. Climate change looms large, and last year's COP27 conference may have been hailed a success, but we need to see real action. And finally, our Prime Minister, in his New Year's message, said that 2022 was tough, but that the UK's problems will not go away in 2023. All of this may make us feel very discouraged, and yet, as we keep our eyes fixed on our Lord, we can find hope and a future. We trust that God is with us in it all. Isaiah helps us to see where we should focus. If we only focus on the challenge and difficulties, we lose track of all the good things God has done for us. Recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, for it is his presence that saved them. In God's love and in his pity, he redeemed them. It's when things get really hard that we can trust God to be with us, for he lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Our passage from Matthew is difficult to read. Holy Innocents Day comes crashing into the festivities of Christmas and New Year. A massacre of children by a king and a family fleeing for their lives. We're reminded of our neighbours in the hotel. Perhaps many took flight as a result of persecution, oppression, and some even from the threat of death. In Bethlehem, we find Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, visited from the east, have come to pay homage to Emmanuel, God with us, and have inadvertently alerted the one who is already seated on the earthly throne to the birth of the King of Kings. In the words of Andrew Nunn, Herod's paranoia was triggered. There was no way some baby was going to take his throne, and so he comes up with a solution. One of the most disturbing facts of life is how often it's the most innocent who end up paying the price, bearing the burden, suffering the pain. The ones least able to help themselves become the victims of the brutality and mania of others. 2022, like most years, has seen more than enough examples of this. Herod launches his attack on the children of Bethlehem, all because he was desperate to protect his power, viciously hungry to retain what he had, paranoid that this child, this baby, would take it away from him. Mary and Joseph, after reveling in the joy and wonder of the birth of Jesus, are now consumed with fear as they seek to protect their precious child. Their lives have been turned upside down. In the midst of this atrocity, I find myself looking to where God is and how he might be at work in this situation. My focus is drawn to Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. This is the man who refused to abandon Mary and, in response to God's messenger, travels with her to Bethlehem in uncomfortable circumstances, adopts Jesus, and by doing so, establishes Jesus as being a descendant of King David, fulfilling the words of the prophet. Joseph understood that children need security and stability. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream for a second time. "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Joseph listened. He knew what he had to do. He acted on God's instructions and they fled. They worked together as a family, trusting God to be with them. They stayed together on their journey and they waited for God to speak again. Joseph understood the immensity of the part he was to play in God's plan and knew his own place within it. Joseph recognized that God was with them. He listened, waited, and responded to what God was saying. This story challenges us not only to acknowledge God, our Emmanuel, but also echoes the redemptive sacrifice of Easter, the death of innocence. As we begin this new year, which will, I'm sure, bring with it many challenges, let us ask ourselves, how will we choose to listen, to wait, and to respond to what God is saying to us? For God is indeed with us in all that this year will bring. Let us pray. Into your hands, Lord, we commit ourselves anew to your eternal promise to be with us. We remember today and commend all the innocent who have suffered at the hands of tyrants. Make us restless to see better days come when the peace you bring will be the peace we live. Help us to choose to listen, wait, and respond to all that we and you would say to us. Amen.